Horse racing fans in Saratoga can get an up-close look at American Pharoah this morning. The Triple Crown winner is scheduled for a gallop between 8:45 and 9 a.m. It's all in prep for the Traverse Stakes tomorrow. If American Pharoah wins on Saturday, he will be the first horse to win the Triple Crown and the Traverse in 74 years. In baseball, in the American League, Texas beat Toronto 4-1 to bring the Yankees to 1.5 games behind the Blue Jays and the AL East lead. In the National League, the Mets bested Philadelphia 9-5 in 13 innings, extending their lead to 6.5 games over the Nationals. Meanwhile, Washington doubled up San Diego 4-2, and Pittsburgh slid past Miami 2-1. A woman was injured by a foul ball at the Mets game hours after the Major League Baseball commissioner was at the stadium and spoke about fan safety. Meanwhile, an arbitrator has ruled against Barry Bonds in a collusion case stemming from his final season in the majors. In the NFL, the New York Jets have signed quarterback Josh Johnson, adding another veteran to the mix. Usain Bolt has completed a sweep of the sprint events at the World Track and Field Championships in Beijing. As was the case last Sunday when he won the 100 meters, he finished first in front of American Justin Gatlin in the 200. His winning time was 19.55 seconds. The draw has taken place for the U.S. Open, the final major of the year in tennis, and once again there is a chance of a Serena Williams-Maria Sharapova semifinal. They met in the semis at Wimbledon, with Williams coming out on top. On the men's side, Roger Federer and Andy Murray could meet in one semifinal, and Novak Djokovic and Cade Nishikori in the other. Former NBA star Daryl Dawkins has died at the age of 58. Dawkins' backboard-shattering dunks earned him the moniker Chocolate Thunder and helped pave the way for breakaway rims. He died yesterday at a hospital. No cause of death was immediately announced.